Good evening, boys and girls. My name is Graham Blackburn, and joining us on the first of our new football shows in the start of our new season, new Naked Football Show, are the two guys who just finished the Naked Sports Show, and they are Phil Pritchard.
Good evening, all.
And the Vulture.
Good evening, Graham. And can I say what a pleasure it was keeping your slot warm for the last 12 weeks? And here's the keys.
Could you leave my slot out of this?
Boom and
boom and double boom. And of course the team wouldn't be complete without those were the days, Phil Hamm.
Hello.
Right, we now have an email address which you can use for all your thoughts and comments right throughout the season, and that is nakedfooty@icrfm.co.uk, and that'll be on Phil's message board as well, so if you can't remember it, nakedfooty@icrfm.co.uk, you can use that all through the season.
Footy so with a Y, I think we should say that.
Footy with a Y, yes.
You know, it's that question, isn't it? Footy, I, footy,
yeah,
I,
e or Y, mm. Yeah, I know, yeah. I know. I would have thought English it should be IE, but everyone puts a Y on, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Hey ho. And of course, if you want to email us in now, that's studio@icrfm.co.uk, so you can do that throughout the programme. And if you're not near a computer, you can text us on 07973 851968. So we'll start with the Naked Sports guys, as they've just finished their stint. How do you see the season panning out and all the close season shenanigans?
I must admit, having gone to the West Ham game the other night, I'm still not convinced that, well, I don't know, but what our first choice 11 is, but then it's not for me to decide, but that if Jim does, because we still haven't got a left back. Pim's playing a Herman-esque role, but not quite as well by the looks of it at the moment. He does seem to be a centre back playing at left back at the moment. Left side of midfield, Alan Quinn, for want of any other option, seems to be the way forward. Up front, we've got options. We've got Haynes, Canago, Lee, Lisby, obviously. Nugent was an option, and now he's not anymore again. So it does look like we've got some kind of option up there. And as for the centre-backs, McCauley seems okay, but he still seems, he looks like he needs a partner. I think Smith was okay, but he got caught out a couple of times. And apparently Miller gave him a bit of a seeing to as well in the West Brom game, but he did kind of bounce back from it. But yes, he needs games to build up experience and learn the trade at first team level, but then again, can we afford to almost carry him and leave him as an element of risk for the opening games of the season where we want to make a promising start?
Yeah, well, one have to be completely in agreement with what Phil said there. I wasn't overly convinced by some of the defending on Monday night, certainly. We had this debate on Monday. Do you give a strike of the quality of Dean Ashton that amount of time? And he'll score a hat-trick, but I think the amount of time he was given, I think most strikers at our level would probably have banged in a couple themselves, wouldn't they?
One, when he had acres of space at the back post, you'd have backed any striker worth their salt to have found the net with that one. The first one was a good goal, he took it very well, he anticipated the ball over the top, latched onto it and hammered it in off the underside of the bar. I don't think you could blame Richard Wright for that one, or probably for any of them.
I don't think Blamish should write for any of the goals.
No.
People mentioned the fourth one, but I think McCauley was standing matter of...
I think he might have got a nick on it as well, McCauley.
I think he deflected it.
Right behind the line of the ball, and it looked like it seemed to come off him, and Richard Wright was clearly had his view obstructed.
Yeah.
I think Wright was actually behind it, and it hit McCauley and
went
past it.
No, I mean, I tend to agree with both of what you're saying, really. I think... I mean, Smith clearly is a prospect. I mean, I saw him play for Stevenage a couple of times last year. You probably did as well at some point.
Yeah.
And he looked a very good player. I think it might... The two games against West Brom and West Ham, I think, possibly come a bit early for him, even though he is clearly a player who's going to be a bit of a star of the future. Yeah. And Pim, again, although I thought he played better against West Ham than he did against West Brom, he does look a bit of a fish out of water at times. Coming forward, which obviously is, you know, in the modern game, as they say, fullbacks are there to bring the ball forward and to cross. But I mean, at the same time, you have to say that we won everything in the air at each corner,
at both ends of the field.
Yeah.
Pim and McCauley. And on another day, we could have scored a hatload of more goals in that first half. When really, I thought we dominated the first half.
I think we did.
First 10 minutes was a basketball match, wasn't it? Teams going up each end and scoring. I thought first half. You know, your friend Velucci Szymulkowski, I thought played.
My newly respelt friend Velucci.
I thought he played. Yeah, I thought he played really, really well. Everything. He was at the heart of everything. And And but for kind of Green made one or two good saves, and perhaps one or two chances should have been, you know, I mean, Lisby headed one from under the bar, over the bar, didn't he?
Hit the frame in a goal as well, didn't we?
Yeah, I think McCauley hit the ball.
Yeah, so, yes, that's right, yeah. So, on another day, we could have been, you know, 3-1 up, something like that, maybe, I can't think what the score was at half-time, 2-2, yeah. Wasn't it? No, it could have been 4-2 up at half-time, which would make, you know, the scoreline in the second half wouldn't have been quite so severe. But I mean, I think they kept the ball so well second half. We just didn't have a.
No, I thought first half, especially Garvin and Chmielikowski were excellent. Combined well in the middle. They were winning the ball. They were passing it. They were using Haynes as an outlet with his pace. And all West Ham could do was trip him up, basically. Try and kick lumps out of him. So I think very, very promising.
I think those two. Now Garvin's got his future sorted out, and Chmielikowski, I think the pair of them, I would have them as my first choice centre midfield.
I think I would, actually, yeah. Mm. I mean, alright, we'll pick the team then. So Richard Wright, obviously in goal, I don't think there's any question that he should and will be the goalkeeper.
Yeah, with honourable mentions to Shane Supple.
Oh, right? He's a good keeper. Yeah. Good keeper.
I think with Richard Wright as well, he's bound to get injured at some point.
Yeah.
So let's face it, I mean, if Shane Supple, say, gets a dozen or 15 games over the course of the season, that's going to hopefully keep him interested and continue to develop him as a top-class keeper. And Richard Wright, if he comes in and does anything like the kind of form that he showed with us previously, then, again, he'll be a very good option as the goalkeeper.
I think Wright Ian Golden. I think we're all about
right, that. Back four. Pick back four.
That's got to be David Wright, isn't it?
David Wright, on the left or on the right? Do you think?
On the right, because that's his best position.
Given the personnel,
even right back, we haven't got many other options.
No,
Casement, I suppose, is a potential Bruce, but I think Wright's got the lead on them by a fair margin.
Oh yeah, well, Wright's certainly our best right back, but I think he's also our best left back at the moment as well.
We do have a left back though, don't we? On trial with us at the moment, rather mature left back. But what do you think? Jamie Clapham.
Well, he's not on trial, is he? So
well, no, I mean he's training.
He's training.
But he's hoping to get something out of it.
Yeah, not with us though, is he? He's hoping.
Well, you don't know. I mean, do they?
No. Is it John Hartley looking? Came back to us? He only came back to train and got invited along, and before he knew it, did you fancy a game Saturday?
I don't know. I don't see it really. When we've got people like Balgerstein, that would. I don't know. I mean, maybe perhaps that if all else fails, then Clapham may be. But I think he's only there. I mean, he had a trial with Southend and didn't win a deal with them.
Yeah,
I mean, bear in mind we have still got Dan Harding.
Well, yeah, I was just going to make the point. I mean, I can't see done an awful lot wrong. He's not everybody's cup of tea, and he's clearly not Jim's at the moment. Mm. So if we're trying to second guess what Jim's going to be doing on Saturday, I think it's a fair bet.
You can't blame
Harding
him for
will
Monday.
Do well to get a place on the bench.
Can't blame him for Monday either, can you? You'd like to. I think he's. It was a funny joke last year, wasn't it? Blame Dan Harding. I think he's been hard done by Dan.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's something in that. I think Harding did have quite a hard time last year, partly because. There's certain players who are no longer at the club playing in front of him that put
left him exposed.
Extremely small amount of effort. But yeah, I mean, clearly he's out of favour with Jim, and if I'm what I'm hearing is right, that Southend watched him last night and Preston are also interested. So I would guess that Preston, by the way, he'll be the third player with town connections. They've looked to come in at left back because they targeted Cito, who then went back to Spain, and then they had Jamie Clapham on trial.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. So there you go. So
determined to stay on the town left back. We send them Graham Hart.
That's exactly what they're trying to do, yeah. They're town left back. That's all. They've gone to the shop to try and buy one. Okay, so
I think Balgerstein.
We've got five suggestions, and there's only four of them.
I think Balgerstein will probably get the nod on Saturday.
Yeah.
Whether he's won for the rest of the. Well, we'll have to see.
I thought Thatcher all along, but I mean, from the moment he went on the Northern Ireland tour and Jim came out and said he was pleased with the desire, I think is one of his buzzwords, isn't it, that he showed in. Answering the phone to him and saying, yes, I'd love to come and come training and come on the tour and try and earn myself a contract. We've offered him a contract and it seems to have ground to a halt. And now he's been at Wolves for a little while. Now he's played a reserve game for West Ham by all accounts. So you kind of think, well, what's happening? You'd think you'd want to try and get it. I know the transfer window's open to the end of August, but you'd like to try and get everything sorted as early as you can, especially by the first game. Because everybody, let's face it, anyone at the club who wants to be a professional footballer wants to be involved on day one of the season. It shows that you're a member of the first choice side to the manager.
Mm. Well, I can't imagine Jimmy's particularly pleased about offering a contract to someone that was about 3 weeks ago now.
Mm.
And since then he's, I mean, obviously there is an element of keeping his options open and stuff and sort of seeing, you know, where things take him and what's on offer elsewhere. But 3 weeks later he's now on trial at a second club, admittedly a Premier League club, but to be honest, is he going to play very much if he's at a Premier League club? So if I was Jim, I would be thinking, well, he's not that interested, is he? And, and perhaps looking elsewhere. Maybe at Ian Hart, of course, who's turned down a month-to-month deal.
Yes, that's right. They offered him a short-term deal, didn't they? And then they said, no, I want something a bit longer.
So, I mean, he's someone that was linked with Town. Now, whether there's any serious interest, I don't know. But a left-back looks someone we definitely need. I mean, Izzy Gear, the Honduran, is on trial at the moment and supposedly on the verge of being offered a contract if he does well in a behind closed doors game, but you know, 22-year-old Honduran who's not played English football is probably not going to go straight in the side, is he?
Yeah, he's going to have a bit of learning to do, isn't he?
Okay, so we've decided that Balkestein is going to be the left back on Saturday.
By default,
by a vote of
slightly ahead of you, Phil.
Right, so right, Gareth McCauley is presumably going to be one of the centre halves, given that he's captain. Tommy Smith.
Again, there's a lack of any other options. I think the only other challenger, given that Pim's likely to be playing left back, is Alex Bruce.
Yeah, I'd like to see Alex Bruce playing.
Would you?
Yeah, Tommy Smith's a good player.
Not convinced that Jim would at the moment. I get the impression that Alex Bruce has been relegated to the kind of Dan Harding world. and it was interesting that, I mean, the team that played at Tiptree was quite interesting. You had people like Szymlikowski and Naylor who are on the way back from injury, but then you had Alex Bruce. Do you know what I mean? I think it was the only other really senior professional who was in that team. So you get the feeling that he's perhaps not in favour.
Bruce, a lot of people forget the fact that he's still only 23. I mean, there's a lot of players around in professional football at 23 probably haven't played the same number of first team games as him. So I think people sometimes lose sight of that. They see him as a senior figure, and he's not really that much older than some of the other ones who he still term as youngsters.
I suppose
like a Dean Bowditch.
Well, I say he must be 20, a year older 21. than I think Bowditch is 22 now, isn't he?
So you think of him as a youngster still.
That's a good point, actually. Yeah, it hadn't really occurred to me like that. Okay, so we've got the central defence sorted, have we? Then Bruce versus Smith, I think.
Yeah,
where do we come out? Where do we come out? Smith, Bruce?
I mean, the way Jim's thinking, if Monday night's anything to go by, it's looking like Smith.
I think it's probably looking like Smith, midfield, from the left, then? Well, Alan Quinn, presumably.
Lack of any other options, again, by default. Skatial never came off. Mr Honduras is still umming and ahhing, so is Ben Thatcher.
David Norris is injured.
David Norris is... Well, he's on the right anyway, isn't he? Billy Clark did play there at stages last season. I guess John Walters did play there at stages last season, and I think Danny Haynes probably had a go there.
Yeah, I think I did actually. I had three games during the season. You forgot that.
Jonathan Walters and his misses his tactical berth in the northwest.
What are your thoughts on that, Phil? We'll take you just off the subject for a tiny second.
She's been in labour longer than Tony Blair, hasn't she?
They're going to have to introduce her if she carries on much longer, aren't they?
What, to John?
No, induce her, sorry.
Very good. What I heard was that the baby is due next couple of days, and that he's been there for about 10, 12, 14 days already.
Suspiciously in the smoke.
In the Wirral. Rumours I hear is that he wants a transfer because family's not settled down here, and that the club obviously want to keep him because he's a star man. But at the end of the day, there's a price for anybody, and if someone's willing to offer that price, which I'm told is about £3 million, then inevitably he'll be off. All very unfortunate, really, because he was obviously the player of the year and has had a fantastic time since he's been with Town. But
the one player you don't want to get sold, in my opinion, the one player you don't want to leave the club.
If we were having this conversation this time last year, I don't think we'd have been that bothered, because he was all right, but nothing more when he first signed from us from Chester. He had such a good season last year; he went from being okay to a really key member of the squad. It is a shame when players can't settle or their family can't settle in the location, and we end up losing out because of it. And I mean, nearly Alexander Boyle accounts for that.
Yeah, much the same
another
thing.
Another example of that. I mean, especially when John was coming out last year and saying it's the first time he's felt settled at a club for so long in his career. But then, I mean, we all know about the complications their first child had when it was born. Was it with organs outside
something
of the body?
Along those
and there
lines,
was a lot of quite intense medical care that she clearly needed. I mean, Boyle accounts she's perfectly okay now, but you can't blame his wife for wanting to be extra ultra cautious for the arrival of their second child and wanting to be around her friends and family up in the northwest for when that time is, which is now.
But yeah, I mean, I the kind of suspicions regarding the room. I mean, there was a massive amount of reporting that he was off to Stoke 2-3 weeks ago, and I asked the club, trying to sort of get, you know, deny this. If there's nothing in it, deny it, because everyone's talking about it. What was off to Stoke, blah, 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 just nip it in the bud. I got kind of no comment on the Stoke story.
Yeah. Makes you wonder why Stoke want him, though, because they've got Liam Lawrence as a right midfielder, unless they move him inside, and he's not an out-and-out striker. He was okay at best in our division, let alone the Premiership.
Yeah, well, I mean, Stoke obviously are one club they're interested, but I presume if it became knowledge that he's available, then there'd be other clubs who'd be interested, yeah. In particular Wigan, who Steve Bruce, who knows him very well, because I think Alex Bruce and John Walters lived together when they were both at Blackburn together.
Yeah.
So.
And he sees Ipswich play enough, obviously, when he can. What for?
Well, including Monday.
Yeah. Including Monday.
Which led to shock revelations that Danny Haynes was set to put pen to paper on a Wigan deal, which obviously is nonsense.
Done somewhat.
It was, yeah. Very much so, yeah.
But he probably was watching someone, because he wouldn't think he'd come down just to watch his son.
Well, there's several things there. One is Alex Bruce's son.
For a friendly, would he bother?
Two is that he is interested in Danny Haynes. I think it's been mentioned before. And three is that Wigan played West Ham on the first game of the season. So,
So
there's another one of that as well. But
yeah. Didn't Steve Bruce leave, like, the moment Danny Haynes
That was a friend of mine. A friend of mine was sat quite close, and he said it was quite extraordinary that Haynes' number came up and he walked out. But there you go. Could just be, I mean, it was 81 minutes, and if you watch sort of scouts generally, they tend to leave not that much later on than that.
Yeah,
so,
a bit of coincidence.
So, but there you go. It's quite an amusing aside when I put it in a story the other day. It kind of got a bit more serious when people were kind of suggesting this meant that a deal was imminent, which it's obviously not. Anything on the wires, then?
We have one from our good friend Raimondo Slegg from Lacey Towers.
The Sleggster.
The Sleggster. I saw him actually on the way in. Yeah. So he says, read out my email, so here we go. Good luck for the new season, lads. I see you've played a straight back to have the old lags from the summer as your first guest. What have the Speedway team and the footy team got in common? An inability to sign people quickly and neatly. Why is this? Comment, please.
Right, so should we come to the Speedway first?
I think there's been no development. After Ray's big exclusive last week, there was going to be Ipswich Richards signing imminent. Nothing seems to have happened.
Is this the Shine?
It's Rory Shine, yeah. Angus Anderson's done his part of the connection by moving from Peterborough to Coventry. I think there's some kind of contractual dispute with Peterborough, who said, right, see you later, I'm off, and he's now at Coventry. But the next stage of the connection, Rory Shine coming down to Foxhall, doesn't seem to materialise just yet. Certainly, as far as I was aware, up until last night when I last looked on the various websites and so on.
So Town, I mean, one of the things I see this year is we've targeted Nugent, Harris Stairs, particularly those two, and maybe
Maynard.
Scatchell as well.
Yes, Ray did say, Phil comment about the Maynard situation.
Yeah, those three, really, the kind of Scatchell, Harris Stairs and Nugent, are all kind of players who are either with top clubs or are... Well, in Scatchell's case, he was on loan at a top division club in Germany. My thinking was, do you wonder whether Jim's perhaps set his sights slightly too high?
Yeah.
We're less likely to get those players while we are kind of an aspiring Premier League club.
Yeah.
Perhaps they're the kind of transfers we'll be looking at.
It's finds like Ishmael Miller and experienced pros like Kevin Phillips, who West Brom picked up last season, are probably more the target area where we should be setting our sights. And there could be an element of truth in that, what you just said, yeah.
I don't think we should touch David Nugent again with a 48-foot barge pole.
No.
I don't think he's...
I'd like to touch Craig Bellamy one. Quite hard. Around the head.
did we agree I couldn't tell my Craig Bellamy joke?
No, I think you said it was fine.
No, best not.
If I can call him an odious little runt on that air, and I think you can say what...
mine was pretty close to that, actually.
Yeah, Nugent, I don't think we'll get Nugent, whatever, come what may.
No.
My tip, watch Everton on that front.
Do you think they'll sign another? Because you haven't gone through your team yet. Do you want to get to the front line and then?
You're still not managing.
You haven't. You finished your team.
We've gone off on one.
once you finish that, you can get on to who we might sign.
Well, Maynard. Sorry, come on to your point about Maynard. Clearly, Jim saw Lisby as the money that he was paying for Lisby, he was getting. It kind of was more cost effective, I suppose, than Maynard for £2.25 million. Who is a inexperienced player, Maynard, in comparison with Lisby, and I think it was a kind of straight one or the other, wasn't it? Really,
yeah.
From what I can, so clearly Jim chose one and not the other. But we shall see. Because
you can buy potential for a couple of million, or you can spend 600,000 on a player who scored 17 goals in a rubbish team last year.
It's true. Actually, I mean, if you think about it in terms of names, I mean, you know, Lisby, perhaps we're kind of not thinking of him perhaps as highly as we might do. If he hadn't spent 10 years at Charlton and not made many appearances and scored many goals, you'd think a player who'd scored 17 goals at Colchester last season in his relegation year would be a player that we'd sort of think, well, that's exactly the sort of player we should be going for.
Yeah. Well, I spent all summer moaning about him, but then I saw him play against West Ham. I thought he was all right.
Yeah, I thought he'd done all right in both the friendlies I've seen. Yeah. Anyway, so where were we up to on the test? Centre midfield.
You haven't got your midfield finished yet.
Garvin and Shimla.
Yeah, we've done that, right?
Yeah. We've mentioned for Miller, I guess, if he wants to go a bit more attacking.
Yeah.
Koski and Garvin, if you want to be a bit more defensive.
It's your flanks you look at.
Well, I was going to come to Campo quickly. Well, if we sign him, do you possibly see him as a holding midfielder for away games? Because I think it gives your side a little bit more solidity at home when you've got someone in that kind of Makalele-esque role. I know he's a bit more of a passer than Makalele, isn't he, really? He's got a bit more vision to him there. But I mean, he's not got a lot of movement to him.
I'm visualising him more as a centre-back. Well, he's not the quickest, but when you've got the experience and the reading of the game that he's got, you don't necessarily need the pace.
No.
I have to admit, I thought he was more of a centre-back.
But I think he's been playing for Bolton as a holding midfielder for the last few years.
That might be just a knee-jerk reaction to the story coming out on the Tuesday morning, having some pretty abject defending on the Monday night, to be honest.
And then he happened to be at a game, perhaps just passing, fancy taking the game.
he was on holiday at Felixstowe in a caravan, and he fancied the game. Yeah. Okay, right midfield. Well, that seems like Danny Haynes at the moment, because...
Again, lack of any other options.
Is away.
Well, Norris, if he ever gets injured, if he ever gets fit, sorry, again.
Norris.
So that picks itself.
Yeah.
Up front, then we had Pablo and Lisby on Saturday. Would you expect that?
I've always been one of these people who goes for the little and large front man. Your big target. Yeah, your big target.
I'm not little and large, literally.
Not little and large, literally, you know.
Yeah. Sid Little and Eddie Large.
Sid Little and Eddie Large. You're not Madonna, you're Eddie Large in a dress.
You're not Alan Lee. No.
the big lumbering centre forward, if you like, who gets up and wins the headers, and he knocks him down for the nippy little guy who goes and feeds off those. You know.
So you're going for a Lee Lisby combination.
Lee Lisby myself.
Are you a fan of Lisby? Would you describe yourself as a Lisbian?
I'm more of a fan than I was before he signed for the club.
Yeah.
I'm certainly not a Lisbian, Phil. I see what you've done there. Actually, no, I'll make a confession. I am a lesbian trapped in a man's body. I'd be Lee Lisby.
Lee Lisby.
Two L's.
See, I'd go for a Pablo Lisby, as Jim tried on Monday, because I figure that Pablo's clever hold-up play and all that, and Haynes coming in
around
from the right, and Lisby's movement, which, you know, he is the kind of Franny Jeffers type player we've been looking for a year or so, isn't he? I mean, Phil, do you agree on that front?
Yeah, I think so. I think you've also got, Jordan Rhodes is going to force himself into the mix. I mean, he was at the end of last season. He scored a hat-trick last night. He scored a very well-taken goal last week at Braintree. If he keeps up the scoring record he had last year, add a bit more bulk and strength to him as he gets another year older, I think he's going to be forcing his way in as well. Maybe not necessarily for Saturday, but it's possibly not a bad shout. He might be on the bench, but I think over the course of the season he'll be putting himself well and truly in the frame.
I'd agree with that. With Jordan Rhodes and Pablo to give options off the bench.
And Dean Bowditch to go on loan somewhere.
Dean Bowditch to go on loan to North.
Say that about Dean Bowditch. I think he's played very well in pre-season, the games I've seen. You went to Braintree, didn't you, last week? Probably one of the less inspiring performances from the reserves, really, that and Chelmsford. But generally, I think he's looked quite sharp. And
then there's Billy Clark as well, who I guess is a prime candidate for a loan.
Absolutely. I think Billy Clark's star has waned greatly over the last year, really.
He was the next big thing, wasn't he?
Yeah, he just needs to go on loan somewhere and score a hatload of goals.
I think it's the problem where it started 2 years ago now, wasn't it? Two seasons. He came in, started very well that season, then got injured away at Southend, limped off. And I don't know if he just tried to come back too quickly, didn't score because he wasn't quite fit, lost his confidence, and he's kind of got himself in a bit of a rut as a result of that, which he's struggled to get out of. I mean, last season he was having chances all over the place, and from no lack of trying, they were hitting someone's bum, they were hitting the post, they were going over wide.
Tiptree was the same.
Making a great save.
Now, Tiptree, I reckon on another day he could have scored about seven. But he got one in the last minute, which is, you know, and he's drifted back and... Jordan Rhodes has overtaken him by quite some distance now, isn't he?
You can almost make a similar comparison with Tommy Smith and Chris Casement as well.
Oh, well, Casement.
Yeah. Casement, again, has drifted along and very come roaring up on the outside and well and truly ahead of him in the queue now.
Casement, I mean, I'm amazed he got offered a contract, to be honest, because I don't see where he fits in. For you know, Balkenstein has come in, who's a sort of similar sort of age, who looks a better prospect. I mean, I know Casement was always a centre-half, wasn't he, in the academy, but he's not grown to a kind of Balkenstein-type height, or he's only about 5'11", which isn't too much for a centre-half now, really, and I don't think he's a good enough footballer to be a right back, is he?
No. When he's seen glimpses of him, the one that strikes me the most actually was the Watford away game in the FA Cup. And to be fair, I thought he did all right in that. Now, because I think for one reason or another, injuries and suspension again meant he was the only option that was one of the few options available. And I thought he played well. But again, you need to be performing consistently. And we said off air before the show started, it's very difficult to prove yourself in the reserves because you're not really getting a fair measure if you're any good or not. You're playing against village idiots from God knows where, I think, as the
Stevenage
old put it last year. So
no, we're not playing Stevenage this year. They're out. Anything on the else on the wire then?
Absolutely not.
Really?
Yeah, no.
So emails not. Down.
Emails down.
Like, no, I'm sorry. The emails down.
Yeah, emails
make
down.
Make them up, what the Fox used to do.
Oi, Phil! Don't tell the punters our secrets. Well, mind you, I should at this juncture point out that I won the tipster contest.
You did, did you? I beat you up against a small child.
Yes.
A small child pulled off a fantastic result last week. Picked the winner.
Seven to one winner, which meant that I actually won. I finished up 27p in profit.
Yeah.
Lauren was £1.63 down. I win by £1.90.
Oh, there you go.
Not even the price of a pint.
And Lauren, yeah, like I say, Indian pace at Galway, wasn't it? She picked that one at 7-1. And it robbed home.
That's a victory.
In your last 3 minutes, do you want to talk about the Preston game?
Yeah, it's Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
Good night.
Preston going to be like this season? I mean, they had a shocking start last year and then recovered to cut some kind of respectability. But before that, they've been in the promotion and playoff.
I think they're going to struggle like a darts player with no wrists.
You reckon?
That badly?
Mm. Yeah, I think they're going to struggle. Preston.
I don't know, I think they'll be solid enough.
Q away win.
Yeah. I think they'll be a solid enough championship side. I haven't seen them being in any relegation trouble particularly. I think they're always quite good at home, aren't they? But
you'd like to
think they're the kind of side we ought to be getting 3 points
from,
kind of ambition about.
Were they not resurgent last year after a poor start?
They were a resurgent
Preston side. Mm. Sleeping giants.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, they've got players. I mean, we didn't play them that long ago, did we? Because I think that was
the last away game of the season.
And to be honest, I think we probably should have won that game, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
I mean, they might have Chris Brown out, I heard, who I think scored a goal, didn't he, in that game?
Yes.
Although that had rather more to do with poor defending than any skills of his. But, yeah, I mean, as Vulture said, if we don't beat the likes of Preston at home, then, you know, we've got the kind of... Well, we've got promotion ambitions, and sides that are going to win promotion should be beating Preston at home.
Yeah. I think, if we've got designs on automatic, or certainly the playoffs, we kind of want to have the home form pretty much where we had it last year. I mean, Turney lose one game all season at home is very good going. All right, we drew quite a few, especially sort of in the middle part of the season. It's that away form. We need to pick that up, get an early away win, and get a bit of confidence, break the duck early on, and see where that takes us.
That's true.
Four away wins last season, and we'd have been promoted. Another four away wins.
Automatically.
Or just one of our disallowed goals would have got us in the playoffs.
Indeed.
We had enough of them, didn't we?
We owe
Burnley one. They're our first away.
Yeah.
Other interesting thing, we might beat Watford this year because Danny Shuttu's been...
He's gone to Bolton.
Has he?
So we can put that down as a possible victory now that he's gone. Because he has literally stood against us and stopped us winning on so many occasions. Yeah. He always has a fantastic game against us.
I don't know if teams like that, though, we play into his hands. We start lumping... We don't. The football doesn't work, so we start lumping it forward, and that just plays right into the likes of Shipley and Clark Carlisle's hands.
Yeah, Watford's anti-football they played at times last year, didn't they?
Okay, right. Quick prediction for a result, and then we have to go, yeah.
3-1. Saturday. 3-1, Lisby.
3-1, says Phil.
I think we'll squeak it 1-0.
We're about to let a goal in, you know what we're like.
I think we'll surprise everyone and keep a clean sheet. It'll be 3-0, and I'm going first scorer, McCauley.
Really?
Header from McCauley.
Header from McCauley.
McCauley corner.
He's entering his own corners.
I'm getting confused now. Yeah, Quinn will take the corner. Be floated to the far post, nodded in.
After how long? Will it beat last year's 31 seconds?
No, I suspect not. I think.
Wasn't it? There was a time the penalty was given and taken. I actually spoke to
Lee Bullen on the radio over the summer about that, because I got rung up by some Scottish radio station. He happened to be the presenter. And he was sort of talking about that, and he kind of conceded it probably was a penalty, even though it was Pablo. I think that was the phrase. Even though it was Pablo, he said, it was a penalty.
Okay, on those bombshells then, it's thanks to Fulcher, thanks to Phil P, and thanks to Phil H. I've been Graham B. Thanks everyone for listening. Thanks for not sending us any emails at all. Till next week,
it's
have a good
broken.
One. Oh yeah, it's broken. Take care, bye-bye.
Bye.